Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Friday, November the 6th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, and election talk again dominates the last hour. This is where we are in life at this particular point in time. Angie Evers joins me in studio, and just so you know, the count still stands, 253 to 214, Joe Biden's favor, 270 to win, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada right now all leaning toward Joe Biden, Alaska, and North Dakota leaning toward Donald Trump, North Carolina, not North Dakota. There you go. You know, here we've been for two or three days now. Does this election, by the way, if anybody has anything to say since we were on the phone last hour and you couldn't call in, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, after all that last hour, what's the takeaway for you? Because people obviously want to talk about this. We're in the middle of it.
Oh. Well, I just think everybody's ready to be done with it.
But really, are they? Because if you're claiming there's some kind of fraudulence going on, are you really ready to be good? I think when we're done, then I think something else starts.
I don't know. I'm ready for it to be done.
I mean, do you have a doubt that something fraudulent has been done?
No, I just think it's taking longer because of all the mail-in voting. Just because of the pandemic. I just feel like that is the holdup. I can't imagine being a poll worker and having to count all the mail-in, you know, doing all that. I'm sure that's a lot of work, and those poor poll workers are probably working their tails off and, you know, they're getting a lot of taking the brunt of all this. I don't know.
I just don't understand, and I would say it for anybody, if you believe there is something funny going on, then show the proof. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you hide it?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think if there's something going on that should be brought out, you know. But, I mean, I guess I don't really think there's anything going on except they're just counting all the votes.
You know, I guess my thing is that if you believed going in, because we knew it was a pandemic, we knew record people were voting early, we knew that all this was going on, it's not like it was any shock. How many people on election day in the days before kept saying, we're not going to know that night, we're not going to know that night, and now we didn't know that night, now everybody acts like that's some big surprise.
Right, and they've been saying it for a long time.
Yeah, so I'm still confused about that, because forever they had been saying, we're not going to know that night because of the mail-in balloting, and so you should not be surprised about this, that this could take days, and then when it's taking days, it's only been 3 days, now people act like that's some weird thing, that there's got to be something funny going on because it's taking days. Well, they told you it was going to take days.
Right. I guess some people don't have patience. I'm a pretty patient person, so.
Well, and I'm also confused. The election is not over. So why are we contesting something that hasn't even ended yet?
Right. I don't know.
I think we would wait till the end before we'd get all hot and bothered about it.
You would think.
But who knows? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think people get way too sensitive about politics. I know that. Pay attention to Facebook.
Yeah, I don't like looking at Facebook right now.
It's very angry.
Very. Very divided.
But we're back to the name-calling again. Name-calling, name-calling. I don't understand that. There used to be a graciousness about people. That, okay, you know, win, lose, or draw, I'm going to accept this. We don't do that anymore.
Right.
Everything has to be goofy, I guess.
Right.
Maybe one day we'll have it all fixed. Now, I was talking to you earlier on about pictures on Facebook. Because when somebody takes a picture to put it on Facebook, they've got to snap it. So they've got to know that they're taking it. And so these pictures people take, I'm a little confused by what the point is. Because if I see it on Facebook, I know somebody's standing behind it taking it, or you set the timer, and that's that you're meaning to put this on Facebook. Right?
Right.
You didn't just take this picture and then say, oh, why don't I show people?
Right.
So I'm not sure that I really understand that at this point.
People do strange things on Facebook.
Well, they do, but is it like an endorphin rush for them? I'm not sure.
Could be a attention craver. I don't know.
You know, people who crave attention, what do you think is missing in their life?
Attention.
But do you think they're not getting attention from the people in their life? Or are they just insecure altogether?
I would say they probably have some insecurities altogether.
Do you think everybody has something to hide? You know, everybody always plays truth or dare. And everybody always wants to take the dare. Because I think everybody's got something that they want to hide.
Right. I definitely think probably people have things to hide.
But, well, we had this conversation a few weeks ago, didn't we, about people, you know, always being honest all the time, and I don't think anybody's honest all the time. I think they try to be, but I don't think you would tell somebody they looked bad if they asked you.
Are you talking me or anybody?
Would you, I think most people would not say, you look bad.
Would you tell them if you... Like, see, I would have a problem if, like, I asked you, say, if I asked you, does my outfit look okay? Do I look funny? Because I feel kind of funny. Like, I feel like this outfit just doesn't look right. And then you say, oh, yeah, you look great. But then I just feel really uncomfortable on my, because I feel like I really look funny. And I really did look funny. But you didn't tell me, then I'd be kind of upset.
But does somebody telling you you look great absolve that you feel? I mean, what if they really did mean it, but you still feel funny?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think some people are just innately nice that way.
Yeah. But I guess I wouldn't be told the truth, though, if I'm, like, dressed funny or something, like, or if I have something, like, on my face, or, you know, if I sit in cheese or something, I want somebody to tell me. You know, I don't want to walk around with something stuck to me.
Well, I think in that case, most people do tell. I just think if you ask somebody, you know, like, how does my new haircut look? Well, you can't fix that. You can't unding that bell. So if
you would say, oh, it looks great.
Oh, it looks great. Sure.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Probably.
Because you can't go back.
Right. What are they going to do?
Right.
So you're going to make them feel good.
Of course you are.
Right.
Why would you take a jab at them?
Right.
See, I think that's innately mean. Why would you say, oh, no. Looks, because you know they can't fix it. You know, you have to weigh what the fact is here. You know, you can change your shirt. You can't change your hair once you cut it off.
Right. I had one time I got my hair highlighted, and they... Like, my hair's really easy to, like, highlight, and they did the worst job ever, and I had all these streaks in my hair, And nobody told me for like several days. Like, I had no idea. Finally, one of the girls told me at work, like, what is wrong with your hair? I actually had to go back and have it like redone. It was bad. Like, it was like, I don't know. I had all these like lines in my hair. This was just like 2 years ago.
Now, did anybody, did you approach any of the people who didn't tell you and ask them why they didn't tell you?
No, but you know, when you live with people, it's like, why would they not notice that your hair looks kind of funny?
Did you ever get the answer to that?
No.
Maybe they didn't care.
I would say that would be the reason.
Oh, I mean, maybe they just had other things on their mind.
Could be.
People are that way.
Yeah. But don't, you know, but it's like, oh, you got your hair done. Oh, yeah, that looks great. But what are all those lines in your hair? Oh, that's bad.
But don't you think there are things that guys pay attention to that girls don't, and girls pay attention to that guys don't?
Probably.
I think there are, like, I think there are a lot of things. You know, like somebody, let's say, who, because there are a lot of people who shave their head, okay? Now, they never have a hair issue. Why would they ever need to check their hair? There's none up there. So, but if somebody has hair, you know that sometimes if it's windy outside or you've leaned on something or you have a hat on and you take it off, you know that your hair can look funny. So you would stop at a mirror and check your hair. But a bald person's never going to check their hair because there's not enough hair up there to check and you can't do anything anyway. So I think those are just tendencies that people have.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, if you see something odd about yourself, don't you want to stop and check it out?
Yes.
Yeah. But some people, I think, have a fear of looking at themselves because maybe they're low self-esteem to begin with. You know, it's like people who say, I don't want to hear myself or I don't want to see myself, but you still are. I mean, just because you're not seeing it doesn't mean other people aren't.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, why I don't really understand the selfie. Because if you pose the selfie, you know what I'm saying? If you're posing and you're getting yourself just the right way, you know that some people see you not the right way because you're not always perfect in a room with people.
Yeah.
So that's why selfies to me are kind of, they just make me laugh in a way because I know that's not how people look when I see them in person.
Right.
There used to be a person I knew who I could tell when I ran into him that night if they were going to be taking pictures of themselves or not because of the way they were dressed.
Really?
Yeah, they dressed like that. If they had their hair pulled back and no makeup on and like in a t-shirt and I don't even know what kind of pants you would even call them, but if they were dressed like that, then
no pictures.
But if they had their hair done and they had makeup on and they had a new shirt on, picture time.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I try to take selfies sometimes just to have a picture of myself, but I always delete them because I look ridiculous. So I just delete them.
But that's self-critical, you think?
Probably. So, you will find very few pictures of me anywhere.
I have done very, very, very few selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have pictures of myself, but I don't think it's a selfie if somebody else takes the picture.
Nope.
Because isn't a selfie you taking the picture of yourself?
Yes.
If somebody else takes it, that's not a selfie. I'm not a big fan of pictures. Pictures for me, like yesterday, or Tuesday, during the election, I took two pictures that day, and both of them were for promotional purposes. That's why I take pictures.
Yeah.
One, we took one together. You, I, and Mary Ellen, to tell people this is, we're in the studio and we're ready to do election coverage.
Yep.
So that's what that was all about. And then I took one that day because every election day and every Thanksgiving Eve, I eat an Oreo Blizzard. And I wanted people to know that I was having that Oreo Blizzard and that I had voted because I had the I voted thing on. And also the red, white, and blue bow tie.
Yeah.
So those were the purposes for those pictures.
That was a nice bow tie.
Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
I have two other new ones.
Do you?
I do. But one's for Halloween, which I never got to wear this year, so I'll have to save that one for next year. It's pumpkins.
Yep.
And then I have a camouflage one, which I guess I can wear anytime, but I'm not really sure what purpose it would warrant.
Hmm. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure when you could wear it.
But I think the red, white, and blue one you can wear on a lot of occasions.
Oh, yeah.
Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Election Day.
Oh, yeah.
Any day, really.
Flag Day,
Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Just to show that you are patriotic. Just any day you feel patriotic.
Yep. That's a good one.
Now, I like bow ties better than regular ties. I don't know why. They're easier.
You don't have to tie them.
You don't have to tie them. They don't choke you as bad. You don't have to worry about them getting pulled or crooked. They can get crooked, but it's a lot harder to get a bow tie crooked than a regular tie.
Hmm. I've never worn a bow tie.
You know, wasn't there a restaurant where the girls had to wear ties in town? Dakota Grill, wasn't it? I think they had to wear ties there.
Could have been. Maybe they still do you think?
They might. There is still a double standard there, though. You know, girls can wear a tie in public. That's fine. A guy cannot wear a dress. I mean, isn't that weird that pants were originally a guy thing and dresses were a girl thing? But now pants go both ways.
Thank heavens.
Right. But dresses never went both ways.
No.
They've always maintained to be a girl thing.
Right.
Now, earrings have changed as time has went on. That used to be a strictly girl thing.
Yeah, a lot of guys have earrings.
A lot of guys have earrings.
Where's your earrings?
You know, I never thought that was a good idea.
No.
But I am going to get a perm.
A perm,
because I see that this is that, now that's becoming a guy thing. That was always a girl thing.
Yeah, a lot of guys have got perms.
When did this start? I thought the perm was totally gone.
Do you work with anybody that has
perms? Like three people now that I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just thought their hair was that way.
Oh, did you ask them?
Well, I brought it up one day.
Oh, okay.
I said, what is with all the people with perms?
And they say, oh, I have a perm.
Well, three of them have the perms. Do they understand that that's what it is? Look, that used to be considered like an older lady type of thing.
Right.
I don't even know
if it still kind of is.
Is it? What do they do? I don't know. How do you get a perm?
They put your hair in rollers.
Right. But why does that make it permanent? Isn't that where the word perm comes from, permanent?
Yeah, they put a solution in it.
So what do they put in your hair to where it doesn't uncurl?
Well, it's just like, I don't know. Mom used to perm our hair when we were little.
You had perms?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like it?
It was interesting.
But now you like straight hair.
Yeah, my hair has a little bit of wave to it, so I have to straighten it or it's, like, really frizzy.
Girls are big into straightening now, but that didn't start till about 20 years ago.
I'm trying to think. So I always used to curl my hair under for the longest time. So I've probably only been straightening my hair for maybe 10 years.
10 years with a straightener?
Yeah, I would say.
Why did that become such a popular thing?
Oh, I don't know. I like my hair straight.
I like it better than you did with the curl.
Like under?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. But I mean, I always used to curl it under. Like, I just curl the bottom under. But you don't remember me back then.
No, I don't. There was 20 years in there where apparently we knew each other that right. I did not.
Right.
I don't remember. Well, that's not true. I remember you the last 15 years that I knew your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't remember when we first met 20 plus years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you do, you say.
Well, yeah.
See, I don't. And yet, when I started working with your dad, you never came up and said, hey, I know you.
Nope.
And for any particular reason?
Nope. I guess not.
Did it ever cross your mind?
No. I mean, I guess I just assumed you knew me.
But yet you never said hello.
I'm sure I said hello.
15 years. You never said hello.
I'm sure I said hello. Did you say hello to me?
Many times.
Sure you did.
Many, 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 many times. There were always people around.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, you came here for the birthday party last year. I still did. Don't recall this.
You can ask my mom.
But I don't think you ever came in the room where I was.
Well, if you were in this room, no, I didn't come in this room.
Well, why wouldn't you come in and say hello to your old friend from 20 years ago?
I was probably too afraid.
To say hello to me?
Maybe.
Because I'm a menacing type of guy?
Maybe. I don't know.
I can be like that. You know what's funny? I was thinking about this the other day. This will sound convoluted because I don't want to say the person's name. But there was a situation one time, this brings it up in my brain, where I knew somebody and had done things with them on, let's just say in broadcasting. I had done things with them in broadcasting. And then, I don't want to say that they were gotten rid of. Let's just say they were no longer around. And that was for the better. And maybe better for both. All participants involved. It was better for everybody. So that person was gone. So then another person approached them about doing broadcasting things with them. And I guess this was supposed to make me angry in some way. And I don't really understand why that was supposed to make me angry. Because I think if I had still wanted them around, they would have been around.
Right.
I take pride in that, to be honest. Because if I was the first person to put somebody on the air, and then somebody else put them on the air, highly unlikely they ever would have asked them if they hadn't heard them on the air with me. And if I hadn't put them there, you never would have heard them.
Right.
And I also don't look in the past. When somebody's gone, they're gone. Glenn Coble and I have had big discussions about this. Oh, man. Discussions, discussions, discussions about that. Because I have no rearview mirror, and he can't understand that.
Hmm.
When it comes to people.
Right.
Like, I can remember things. I just don't obsess about people who are gone. Not dead. Just people who are out of the life. You know, if you leave, okay. He can't understand that. He thinks there's got to be some kind of a connection or a sadness or a jealousy or something. But you can't just depart. You can't just separate. I can.
Well, I mean, that's definitely can be a good thing. Because some people tend to dwell on things, and they make their own lives absolutely miserable. which is crazy.
Well, I'm just always on to the next thing. Right. And that's why I don't, I think I don't dwell.
You got to move forward in your life.
Well, you do, and you got to realize everything has a season. And when it's over, it's over. And then you bring somebody else in. You know, it just, you know, you're never alone, I guess, unless you want to be alone.
Right.
Like, I even think about that whole broadcasting situation I was telling you about. Somebody else was brought in to take that spot. So why would I want that person back? Let them go. Plus, I always believe, and this is a little, I don't even know what this sounds like to say it out loud, but I truly believe you can take somebody who I'm working with and try to put them on, but if you don't use them right, then I think it just is an embarrassment to them and it's an embarrassment to you.
Right.
I mean, I've put people on the air that I knew were big mistakes the moment that I did it.
Right.
So, like, there are people who I have heard on this station since we've been around almost 7 years now, and I thought they were good here, but when I heard somebody else try to use them, I thought, oh, man, this is awful. This just sounds awful. I can't even listen to this. This is embarrassing for them. And it usually goes right down the toilet.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Hmm. Well.
But that, I don't know why people don't equate that to a local level. It happens in national broadcasting all the time.
I'm sure it does.
I mean, you know, well, I'll tell you, who's a perfect example of this is Katie Couric, one of your favorites. And I bring her up because I met her one time at the Republican National Convention in 2016, and Terry Tackett, who was sitting right there with me, had no idea who she was, but he did know who Katie Couric was. I don't want to say he didn't, it wasn't like he didn't know.
Right.
He just did not realize that that's...
He didn't recognize her.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
We were sitting there at our broadcast, and here comes Katie Couric. I can see Katie Couric coming down the aisle. And she stopped, and I said, I didn't say her name, but I said, hey, good to see you. Like, we were called friends or something. And he's sitting there listening to this whole conversation, watching it. And I said, good to see you. And I said, I'm a big fan of yours. I think you do great work. And she said, well, that's great. She said, you got a great setup here. And I said, well, if you get some time, come back and join me. And she said, I definitely will. I'm right down the hallway here. And she left. And I turned to him and I say, because he's acting like nothing happened. And I say, you know who that was, don't you? No. Who was that? I said, Katie Couric. And he does one of those, like his neck snapped. Like,
I'm guessing she never came back.
What happened was, we saw her again.
Yeah.
But we didn't get her on the air. I don't remember what happened. But boy, that was one of the great times. You know, and I should have taken more pictures, but I wasn't a picture guy. But we at that Democratic, or no, Republican convention, I met, and I'm talking about met, walked up, said hello, talked to, had a conversation in that four-day period with Katie Couric, Wolf Blitzer, who I was in the bathroom with many times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he had to go, he had a bad kidney or something. Wolf Blitzer, Dan Rather, Ted Koppel, Carl Bernstein, I know I'm leaving people off, but Bob Schieffer, everybody was there. Everybody was there. Roger Ailes, people from Fox News will know who that is. If you were in the news business, you were there. Phyllis Schlafly, Don King.
Hmm.
It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember, well, the thing that plays that when you called Dad from the Republican convention, he was so happy to hear from you.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
I don't think that had ever been done locally like that. And it was such a... I should go back and... it's been 4 years now. Over 4 years. That's hard to believe. I should go back and listen to some of those recordings we did from there.
Oh, I'm sure that was neat.
It was just high energy. It was such an energy to be there.
I bet.
In the queue and all these people walking around. And it was just... And it, but it was, they were days kind of like... It reminds me a lot of this week. because it just about killed you. Because we didn't stay there because it was in Cleveland.
Did you drive home?
Every day.
Oh, boy.
So here was the schedule. Because we had to be on the air by... No, we had to call Charlie before he went off the air at noon. And then we had to be on the air from 12 to 2, and then we took a break, and then we came back on the air for a special show each night from 7 to 8.
Hmm.
So, it takes 2 hours to get there.
Yeah.
And it took you about an hour to get through all the security, get in and get set up. So we left every morning about 7 a.m., which meant you were getting up at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Get up at 6, get ready, get in the car at 7, got there about 9, got over in the building about 10, got set up about 11. I would usually call your dad between 11 and 12, do my show 12 to 2, walk around, interview people, talk to people, go down on the floor, go back on the air at 7, be done at 8, walk back to the car, which was parked far, far away, so you get back there about 9, and then you'd get home about 11, and then you'd get to sleep about 1, and then back up at 6, and do it 4 days of that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was a trip.
But that was exhausting, but I bet it was fun.
It was, you know, you look back and you never remember being sleep deprived, but you remember the fun you had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, things like that are neat.
I never miss anything because of sleep. I always think about that. I always think about being dead tired, but then I think, I'm not going to remember how tired I am. I'm going to remember how fun this was.
Yeah.
Like when election night's over, every year I'm just wrecked the next day with tiredness. But I never remember that. 7 times I've done it now, I never remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something.
That day I remember it.
Right.
You were on Wednesday. I remember it well. But when it's over, it's over. I just remember the fun of it.
Yeah. And it's still going.
This year, different. Every year, I mean, boy, we've had years where votes were stuck in the machines. And there was a year that they had to not open any ballots because something happened in southern Ohio. And been through 2 presidential elections on this station now. It's been fun.
Yeah. You know, when I went to vote, like, I put my ballot in the machine thing, and it spit it back out. Like, it didn't take it. So I had to put it back in. I don't know why I did that, but...
It's hard to tell. Did you put it between the arrows?
I think so.
That's good.
I probably put it in upside down. Who knows?
Well, you know, I think overall... this election has come off rather smooth. Now, I think people are making it kind of messy, but if you look at it in the middle of this pandemic, which is raging right now, the fact that all these mail-in ballots were going on, the fact that we have had to wait 3 days, I think we're handling it pretty well.
Oh, yeah. It just takes time. People just have to have a little bit of patience.
It could be a lot, lot worse. And I hope people realize that. Because I would hate to think that this is as bad as it could get.
Yeah.
I think we'll know this weekend. You gotta understand, these people counting the ballots are ready to be done with it, too.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I can't imagine.
So my guess is... we'll be done with this. It probably could happen tomorrow. Because when Pennsylvania goes, that's it.
What percentage are they?
I think they're at 96.
They're getting there.
That'll be a moment, though. See, I think that's them in Pennsylvania. Now, see, they're not 6 feet apart.
No. Huh.
But their masks say vote. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
They keep saying the country's divided. Do you think the country's divided? I'm not sure if it is. I mean, people chose who they wanted to win or lose, but that happens every 4 years.
I don't know. I still think there's a lot of division.
But what I guess what I'm trying, what are we divided over besides who we voted for? What is the big issue that's dividing us as a nation?
Besides the presidency?
Yeah, besides who we voted for. Because one of these guys is going to go away, like it or not, on January 20th. Hmm. I mean, they're not going to be living in the White House.
Right.
So eventually, you're just going to have to get over that. So what divides us?
I don't know. I mean, I just, like, all the issues, I don't know. I just, all the things that people post is, like, the issues, I don't know.
I always wonder how people get to who they vote for. Because if you ask most people, they really don't know anything about the issues. It's just, I like that person. Okay.
And I think a lot of people hear things from other people, and they don't do their own research, and they just hear things or read things on Facebook, and they don't actually do their own research. And, you know, so they get false news, false information.
I still wonder, people who put out false information, what do you get from that? What thrill does that give you to, when you know it's false, to put it out in the public?
Well, I guess that way they can try to, like, bash the other person. I don't know.
But do you feel good about that at the end of the day?
I mean, I wouldn't, but some people do. I'm not that type of person. I mean,
you know what's a sad thing? Nobody would like it if it was done to them.
Right.
They don't mind doing it to other people, but they would not like if it was done to them.
Right.
And that's the bottom line, really, in this whole thing. I tend to believe people, and I'm not talking politically here, I'm talking just in general in your life. I think people sometimes hear or see how people are, like, momentarily. If you see a person for 10 minutes, that's different than being with a person for 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, definitely.
Right? So you might see them for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and say, oh, you know, that's a really cool person. They're great. And then you are with them for a while. And you realize who they really are. And that you catch them on a bad day. Or you get to realize what they're really all about. And then you realize why. You know what I always think? When somebody is not somewhere anymore, like I think back to the broadcasting story, doesn't the new person think, I wonder why they're not there anymore? If they're so good that I want them, why aren't they there anymore? Why did that person let them go?
Right.
Didn't put up a fight for them.
No.
There's a reason.
That goes with a lot of things, though. I mean, you know.
You think life in general is that way?
Yeah.
But do you think you can make it work with somebody who was unworkable?
No.
Right. And I think that's the bottom line.
Right. Because you're not going to be happy with yourself.
No, and you know what's funny? Somebody made the comment to me, and this was really funny. And I'm not going to say who it was, and nobody will ever guess this. But I had put a bunch of people on the air at one point. Because you do. You do. You put a bunch of people on the air. And I remember somebody coming up and complimenting. They weren't just trying to be mean, but they were complimenting one of the people that I put on the air, and in a way they kind of backhanded one of the other people. Because what they said was, they said, boy, that person you put on really was good. That was a really great morning. And not like that other person who you put on who just came on and giggled the whole time. But see, I never realized that. I guess because I never paid attention to that. Right. But then I thought back to it, and that's true.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Then you realize you made the right choice, and that's why that person is there, and the other person is gone.
Right. I completely understand that.
Because they giggle all the time. They can give somebody else the giggles now.
I hope I don't giggle.
No, it's a weird thing when I think back to it. I'll never forget when somebody said that to me, because there had been like four people, and I don't think they were being hyperly critical of that person. They were just saying, this person's really good, not like that other person who just came on and giggled. I couldn't stand to listen to that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I took that as a really good thing, because I did not move them along because of the giggle, but I could tell after a while it was really wearing on my... I could tell it was not good.
Yeah.
They were not good.
Yeah.
But there are days when I'm not good, so there you go.
I've never not heard you good on the radio.
Oh, you have to listen more often.
I just don't listen enough. Is that what you're saying?
If you listened often enough, you would catch me not good. There have been moments.
Yeah, I mean, I can't listen every day because, you know, I work, but...
Wait till I get one of those people on the air who can't hear. And I'm trying to interview somebody who can't hear me. Those are good moments.
What do you do?
You try to save it the best you can. you try to come up with a line that you can get yourself out of it without... my line... I shouldn't tell people this, but here's the line that I use when something is going really bad, like when they're not getting what I'm saying or they can't hear what I'm saying. I always say, oh gosh, I hope I don't have to answer and ask the questions in this interview.
Uh-oh.
So, but then they write it off as a joke and it just kind of moves along.
Yeah.
But what you're really in is severe trouble.
Yeah.
Because you know they can't hear you.
I'll watch if you ever say that to me.
Yeah.
I'll know I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Said, oh man, if I've got to ask and answer the questions, we're in big trouble.
I'll know what's coming.
Yeah. So that's like a panic notion. But it doesn't happen a whole lot. But boy, it's happened.
Yeah.
But you know, funny, people like bloopers. They're not funny at the time, but when you play them back, people like that.
Oh, yeah.
They like to hear you suffer.
They like to hear you suffer?
I think you like to hear people suffer and say stuff they shouldn't say. At the time, it's not funny, but yeah, I guess you get a few weeks or years in between there, and then you can... I was thinking the other day, when we get to 7 years in June, about putting together... Because you always put the best of... on. You never put the worst, but there have been some worst. But I bet people would like to hear that stuff again, where things didn't go exactly as planned. Oh, yes.
Right.
Because then they become classic moments for people.
I bet you have some classic moments.
Oh, there are. And some of them I forget until I listen to them. Like, something will trigger in my mind. Like, earlier on, you know... I didn't remember I had interviewed Dr. Ruth. I mean, I did, but I had not thought about it in a long time until I heard the promo. I like Dr. Ruth.
I bet she's pretty interesting.
She's very German, very nice woman, very smart in her area.
I'm sure she is.
But it is funny. Sometimes I'll see somebody die, and I'll think, oh, I interviewed them. I totally forgot about that. Like a couple, was it a week or a month ago, a guy named James Randi died. And he was nationally known for trying to debunk psychics. And I thought, oh, I interviewed him. It had been like 5 years ago, but I had interviewed him. You forget.
Wow. Now, you've had psychics on here?
Oh, yeah. Many psychics.
Did they ever predict anything for you?
Oh, they always do. Oh, yeah.
Are they right?
You know, I kind of block it out, to be honest with you, but one said I was going to live to be in my 90s, and I would be in good health until I drop dead.
Huh.
So I'm all for that.
Oh, boy.
Is that not good?
No, that's great for you.
Bad for you? You don't want me around that long?
No. No.
I won't do this show into my 90s.
Oh, well, no. I mean, that's great that you're going to live that long. I don't know if I'm going to live that long, though.
We shall see.
We shall see.
We shall see. Can you believe this hour blew by?
Did it?
We're done. Everybody have a great night, a great weekend. Don't stress too much. When we come back on Monday morning, hopefully we'll know who the next president is, and we can talk about that next week. Don't riot. For all of us at WWGH News, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
It's my wife, and I'm going to kill you. So he says he's going to do what to me? You know.
Oh, man.
And then Ricardo says, I want to tell you, Shaky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head 3 times.
And the producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun.
Yeah,
he carried a gun. Well, you know, people, if they went to rob him, they wanted to rob him. They didn't want to rob the money. They'd put him in the...